instead of translating it began, right, it's wrong. It means you said we are ready. Big difference. According to the Targum, they already began. They went into motion. According to Rashi, they didn't go nowhere. They stayed put. They didn't go nowhere. They just said we're ready to go. It's a very big difference. It's a historical fact. What exactly happened? All right, that's an interesting point. Now, what else does it say over here in this commentator? What's over here? Everything else. Let me just click quickly over here. What it says over here. Okay, we did that. Bashar, we did that. Muhammad, Kirov, okay. Targum, Klei Zayin, everything looks good. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Memes. Vayam Hashem Elah Hashem said to me, Emor lochem loy salu v'loy sil lochamu. Do not ascend. Do not go to war. Ki eineni bikir bechem. I am not with you. I am not with you, the loy, and therefore don't go, because if you're gonna go, you're gonna be beaten. Don't allow yourself, the lo si nogifu. Do not allow yourself to be self-inflicted wound. If you're gonna go, and I didn't tell you to go, you're going to suffer. You're going to be tinogfu. You're going to be smitten. See, it's not everything is basharit in life. This is a very interesting hashkafic principle. Over here, why can you say, if it's not basharit, it's not basharit. Everything which happens is minash shamayim. So, if it's not basharit for me to suffer, so nothing's going to happen to me. I'm going to go to war, nothing's going to happen to me. It's not true. It's not true. If you're not commanded to go to war and you put yourself in harm's way, you're going to suffer. You're going to bring upon yourself suffering that was not meant to be. Not everything in this world is bashert. Person acts in an irresponsible, foolish way. He will bring upon himself suffering for no reason. I'm telling you not to go, and I'm not commanding you to go anymore. And if you're going to go, I'm not going to help you. If you're not going to help you, it's only natural that you're going to succumb to the enemy. What is Rashi in this pasuk? Say, "V'lo salu loy aliyah tehelachem ela yirida." So Rashi says something like more of a drush. Loy salu, it's not going to be successful. See, literally, how would you translate this? I'm giving you a command. Do not ascend. Rashi says that's not correct. I'm not commanding you to do anything. Do whatever you want to do. You want to go, go. I'm not telling you what to do. All I'm telling you is, you will not be successful. According to Rashi, this is not a loisase. Shuda shal mikra is, the simple reading is, I'm giving you a command. My command to you is, do not. Do not engage in this irresponsible behavior. Rashi says that's not what the pasuk means. You want to do it, do it. I'm not telling you what to do. It's a free world. Do whatever you want. What I'm telling you is, if you do this, you will not succeed. Okay, so I'm not holding you. You want to go make an investment, a foolish investment? You want to go a stock? You want to go invest? Gesund Heit. I'm just telling you, I have a crystal ball. I'm telling you that if you go and you invest in this stock, you're going to lose money. Loy salu. Loy aliyah tehei lochem ela yirida. This will not be successful. Okay, what is in the Targum? The Targum says, "V'amar Hashem, Hashem li, emar lohon, say to them, lo tiskun, do not ascend, v'lo sigichun." See, according to the, you have to say the same exact rule that we said before, that Rashi is coming to disagree with the Targum. According to the Targum, Rashi understood by reading the Targum, that the Targum is learning the Pshat and the Pasuk as a command. Do not ascend. Rashi says to Targum, you got it wrong again. It does not mean do not ascend. It means you will not be successful. According to the Targum, lo yamashem li emar lahon, say to them, lo tiskun, command, do not ascend. V'lo tigichun kirov, do not wage war. Arei, because leis shechinti b'neichoin, my divine presence is not resting amongst you. V'lo titavrun kodom ba'alei divo veichon. And you should not, I'm trying to give you good advice, that you should not be broken before your enemies. Okay, so we have here another home run, another Machlokes Rashi and Unkelus. Let me look at the commentator. The commentator on the bottom of here says, Shechinte, my divine presence, fine, Tetarbun, Tishavru, okay, do not be broken. What else is over here, Losh Chazal? Bali devavechon, your enemy, something brother, Shabbat devavechon, Ivan, Mambazim, et cetera, the Dibur.
Okay,
he's saying over here something very interesting from Mitziv. He says that the word, the Targum says, Devo Vechoin, means an enemy that insults you. There are two types of enemies. There are enemies that physically harm you, and there are enemies that insult you. So he's coming over here to challenge the Nitziv, because the Nitziv says that wherever you find the expression in Chazal, Divo Vechoin, which is very common, and usually it refers to an enemy, it refers specifically to an enemy who insults you, an enemy of words, an enemy that causes you harm with slander. It does not refer to an enemy that causes you harm with physical suffering. So he's coming over here to challenge this Nitziv, because here the Targum translates lifnei oy veichem, the balei diva veichoin, and in this context it would seem to mean that don't go ascend, because tinokfu means you're going to be physically slaughtered. So if you're going to be physically slaughtered, so according to the Nitziv, it's not appropriate to translate the word oy veichem to mean the enemy of words. It means an enemy of physical power. So what do you want to say? He suggests it means that the people that until now, have insulted you, now they're going to actually kill you, actually going to cause you physical harm. Okay, that's a little bit of a doichik. Okay, that's what he says over here in that expression. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. Va'adaber aleichem v'lo yishmatem. Moshe says, I told you everything that I just said. Veloy shimatem, you did not listen. Vatamu, you rebuild as Pi Hashem, you rebuild the Pi Hashem. Vatozidu, you acted in brazen disregard. Loshon of Zodon. Zodon, it was premeditated. It was done with willful rebellion. Vatalu, and you ascended Hohora, the mountain of Seir. In order to get through Edom, you got to go through the mountain. You got to go up onto the mountain. Okay, so Moshe says, I told you. Hashem said, no, do not disobey a direct order from God. And you disobeyed. Isn't it strange that the only one that took them out of Egypt is Hashem? He brought them here. And now he's telling them not to go. So what are they going and disobeying Hashem? You know, it's like this is the human condition. All of the malady of the human condition. Let's see what it says in Rashi. Rashi over here says, there is no Rashi. Let's see the Targum. Targum over here says, U ma le lis imchoin. I spoke to you. V'lo ka beltun. You did not accept. V'so revtun. You refused. Okay, so this is a very important word. Vatamru. To rebel. What is the root of the word to rebel? To rebel means to refuse, to be stubborn, to sorev, al on the member of the Hashem, va'ar shatun, you were wicked. That's vatozidu, wicked. U si leiktun, you ascended lituda of the mountain. Let's see over here in the commentator. He has a lot of stuff here in this passage. The commentator over here. Or does he? Maybe I'm making a mistake. Let's see. Va'arash, va'ar shatun. Okay, so he says over here the word va'arash means you mezidim. Okay, fine. That's it. That's all he says. Nothing more. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Another 2 minutes. Va'yetze ho'emori ha'yoyshe b'harahu likraschem. So what happened? You didn't listen. You went up the mountain.
you wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, and the Emori, who's the Emori? I don't know. I guess that's the people who live there in the mountain. Haser Hayoshev Harahu Likraschem, Vayirdifu Eschem, Kasher Taasena Hadavoyrim. The bees, the birds, and the bees. That's not what it means here. The bees came to get you. They pursued you like the bees. What's going on over here? The bees? I mean, what's going on over here? Why, like dogs chased after you? Like lions, like bears, like tigers, like cats, like chay? I don't know. What's going on over here? Bees? Okay, you didn't listen. You went up the mountain, and they chased after you, just like the bees. What? What in the world is going on here? Bees? They couldn't put on some protective clothing from the bees? They couldn't find a solution? They have all these things that you can do to protect yourself from bees. Vayakesu eschem, they smote you b'seir ad chorma, until the city called Chorma. So what does Rashi say? Pasuk Mem Dalet. Kasher tasen hadavodim, ma hadavodim hazois kishehi ma kes adam miyad mesa. So here's the answer to our question. Suicidal. Okay, this is, you know, when they, Rachmana Litzlam, they talk about these Rishoyim, suicide terrorist attacks. This is where it comes from. The Emorim, the Canaanim, they're suicidal. Their hatred for us is the hatred of a bee. A bee, it seems to know, that when it stings its victim, it dies. So why would it be so foolish to sting a victim when it knows the consequences are death? The answer is that's their nature. Their nature, bees are very dangerous because bees are suicidal. It's an incredible thing. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Ma dvar hazeh kishehi makas adam miyad mesam, afhem kishayu noigim lochem miyad mesim. When they touched you, they died. Now, is Rashi saying they were suicidal? Or does Rashi say is that it was a miracle that they died? I don't know. There's something over here missing. Epis, something is missing over here. But Rashi over here says that they were like beasts. It would seem to say is that if they came out to get you, even though you would overpower them, you would kill them, but still, they came to get you. Let's see what it says over here in the Targum. Targum over here in Pasuk Mem Dalet says, Unifak emoro'o diyoseh bituro ahu lekado muschoin uredafu yoschoin, come on, just like dinoszon dav rayosa, like a bee bites. Utradu yoschoin bisir ad chorma. Now we hear the commentator, dinoszon kasher ta'asena. So we have to appreciate that the Targum over here is adding a word into the pasuk that it does not say. The pasuk just says kasher ta'asena hadavayrim, like what bees do. The Targum adds in a word. He says dinoszon. Now, what does that mean? Lashon oifafois v'lashon agamor nitza hazah. So he seems it means to fly, just like bees hover over you. It's fascinating. It doesn't say bite. I told you it means to sting. See, now we're getting an appreciation of Rashi. This is our third home run of the night. Why did Rashi comment on the bees more than anything else? It would appear from the way the commentator is explaining that there is a great disagreement between Rashi and Unkelus as to what the bees are doing. Unkelus adds a word into the pasuk that it does not say. All it says in the pasuk is kasher ta'aseno hadavarim, like what bees do. Unkelus says it means bees, what do? Nothing. They just threaten you. They hover over you. You have a person surrounded by bees. The bees don't necessarily bite. You have to antagonize the bee for it to bite. If you just stay still, it doesn't do anything. Is that true? I don't know. There are certain types of animals where you're supposed to actually move used to run by. But it seems over here, bees, they hover over someone to scare them away. If you antagonize the bee, then it'll bite. They hover. Rashi says that's not the pshat. You got it wrong again. It means like bees bite. They bite, they sting, and then they die. So Rashi obviously saw what it said in the Targum, because again, the crowd challenges, why did Rashi make this comment? Why couldn't Rashi just not comment altogether? What was it? Rashi is writing a sefer on Unkelus. Unkelus says Kasher Ta'asena Hadvarim. Unkelus says the word Kasher Dinoszon Dav Rayosa. I don't know what that word is, but I trust the commentator here in this book who says that the word Dinoszon means to fly, to hover. Lashon Oifofos. And now, we understand why Rashi came to disagree. Rashi says, no, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean to hover. It means to bite, to sting, and to die. That's why Rashi made the comment. Machloikas Rashi, Unkelus. Okay, then it says they drove you out of the land. Okay, they drove you out of the land over here. And what else is still here? Let me just see what's over here. Alright. Something else. Okay, Utaradu, they drove you out of the land. Kasher Tasena Hadvodin Vatozi and Vayakisu Eschem. So Rashi, now this is interesting. Rashi, the Targum says, what does it mean vayakisu, they hit? So he says, it doesn't mean hit. This is a very big chiddush. This is a tremendous chiddush in the Targum. Vayakisu ordinarily means to hit. Physical contact. Targum doesn't say that. Targum translates the word vayakisu eschem to mean utiradu. They banished. They drove you out of the land. That's how he translates the word, utiradu. And Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says, Rashi doesn't really comment on this. Okay, so there's an unusual translation of Targum for this word over here. All right, we'll stop over here. Thank you for coming and listening to me. Have a wonderful night. All the best.
Good night.
Take care. My pleasure. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Mr. Misclatter, for coming. How are you doing, Mr. Misclatter? How often?